As we observe the holy days each year, we are able to consider the purpose and meaning of each of these days. This world is held captive, but we, in God's church, have been called now. We've been called out of this world, and this spiritual captivity will be broken, and true liberty will be available at the fulfillment of all of these days as part of God's plan. Being called now, we have this spiritual freedom available to us. It is something for us to consider as we keep this holy day and give an offering to God. On the drive to services a few Sabbaths ago, we observed a rare sight on the California freeways as we passed a convoy of a few dozen military vehicles. For our family, this was a true spectacle. It was very impressive to see all of these one-of-a-kind vehicles, something that we truly hadn't seen before. And while the troubles in the world and the U.S. are increasing continually, we had no thoughts of insecurity, no worries that something dangerous was just ahead of us on the horizon, as we continue to benefit from the fact that there have been no wars in our country on U.S. soil in many lifetimes, and we've continued to have the benefits of peace and prosperity from the promises to Abraham. Now, we know that in many places in the world, this isn't the case. This sort of a sight would be an indicator of something dangerous ahead, looming war, destruction, or maybe it would be a reason for a family like ours to take cover, to get home. And for us to be able to drive comfortably and, again, look at it and be impressed by it and be able to enjoy it and really, again, just observe it and talk about it and have complete comfort that nothing was wrong, it was a reminder of the freedom and liberty that modern-day Israel has been blessed with, that we continue to be blessed with. For those of us in God's church, what's relevant is liberty spiritually. For those of us who have been called out of this world, we've been blessed with a calling, we've been blessed with God's truth, and we've been blessed with this holy day plan. And also, we've been blessed with a spiritual liberty now and a hope for all eternity for mankind. I wanted to read a few dictionary definitions of liberty. Liberty is a condition of being free from confinement, free from servitude or forced labor. Second, the condition of being free from oppressive restriction or control by a government or other power. Next, a right to engage in certain actions without control or interference by a government or other power. And finally, the right or power to act as one chooses. Now, I think these all, again, define what man would call liberty, but it's not in alignment with what God would call liberty. It's not godly liberty. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verses 16 through 18. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Verse 18, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. So again, this is godly liberty, to be made free from sin. But it's not as it mentioned in the dictionary. It's like the definition of it where you have no interference of government or you have no interference of other power, because that really does not provide true liberty. We need God's wisdom. We need God's eternal power. We need God's goodness in order to have true freedom, to have true liberty. And again, I'm not going to turn to it, but also within John 8, verse 32, the truth will set you free. So the truth is what is required. And the truth will allow us to be made free and set free from sin. But when we consider ancient Israel, They received the truth. They received it in the form of the Ten Commandments. They received judgments and statutes, but they still were not free. They were delivered out of a captivity out of ancient Egypt, but they were not delivered from their carnality. They saw miracles. They received, again, the Ten Commandments. Despite this, despite receiving the law, they continually broke the law. They continually served sin and put themselves under the law. It's very much in line with the dictionary definitions that I just read. They ultimately, while freed from their taskmasters, freed from the bondage in Egypt, they then had an opportunity to act as they chose. And what did they choose? They chose to make for themselves a golden calf. They chose to constantly turn away from God in their hearts and in their minds. So again, they were free from Egypt. They were free from Pharaoh and the taskmasters, but they continued to give in to carnality. They continued to give in to sin. They were missing what was given on the day of Pentecost after Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, which of course is God's Holy Spirit. Let's now turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, and we'll read a few verses throughout, starting in verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So, again, we're given this liberty, this freedom. If we look, as we are here on the day of Pentecost, we could look back to the Passover and the days of unleavened bread, and it's by the message of that and by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ, and ultimately his resurrection, that we are given this liberty. We're broken free from sin, and now we come to Pentecost, where we're given the Holy Spirit, and it is made possible for us to properly keep this law. And then I'm going to go to verse 16 and 18. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But in verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. So again, this is what's needed. This day of Pentecost, the power of a mighty wind came upon those that gathered as commanded, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when we're baptized, we receive a measure of that Holy Spirit, and then we're to walk in that Spirit according to the ways of God. We're to follow that, and then we are no longer under the law. Again, that's true liberty. Verse 13, just to go back for a moment, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. So that occasion, using liberty, using freedom for an occasion to the flesh, or an occasion basically giving in to carnality because you've been made free, that's what we must avoid. This is what happened to ancient Israel. This is what they did with the freedom given after being delivered from Egypt. They time and time again, they gave in to carnality. They did not have that Spirit. They did not have the Spirit given to them, and nor did they follow it. And again, we live in modern Israel, and we can see it. While we drove down the freeway and saw that impressive sight with those large one-of-a-kind vehicles, what modern Israel is doing today with their freedom is the same thing. They're casting it away. They're not appreciative. They're not respecting it as God-given, but instead they're using the freedoms to act as an occasion for carnality, or, and ignoring the fact that these are only delivered because God gave them by the promises to Abraham. And now finally, we, as part of God's first fruits, spiritual Israel, must not allow the freedom we are given with, the freedom of mind, the freedom from sin upon repentance, the freedom of sin upon, again, taking of the Passover and accepting all that comes with it, and then following God in our lives, we cannot allow that freedom that we have been blessed with to degenerate into fleshliness or carnality. So let's keep all of that in mind as we turn to Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17. In verse 16, three times or seasons in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. And again, the blessings of the Lord that the Lord hath got, thy God hath given us, is the blessings of peace, the blessings of freedom, the blessings of liberty, both being part of this, still within this evil world, being able to still maintain that physically and have that physical comfort and that physical peace that God's going to take care of our every need. But again, more importantly, spiritually, that we've been delivered from sin, that we've been taken out of that captivity from Satan the devil, and been given this calling now to be able to be part of the first fruits for God's purpose and to work with as he prepares for growing his family and preparing for all eternity.